welcome to Holy Trinity Headington Quarry for this service of Holy Communion. Whether you are joining us on our website or via Radio Charwell, our local hospital radio station, we hope that all listening in can draw strength, comfort and peace at a time of so much fear and uncertainty. My name is Laura Byron Scott and I'm the vicar here, and I'm joined remotely by our associate priest, Rob Gilbert, who is preaching today. We have been broadcasting our worship online during the past 3 months of the government lockdown, when we have sadly closed the doors of our church building to keep people safe. We are not yet able to worship together in the church building, but I'm delighted to announce that today, Sunday the 14th of June, our church building is now open for private prayer and will be, we hope, every day between 9:30 and 5 p.m. We have had to make many adjustments to ensure the safety of those who will be coming into the building, but we are delighted that our church, which we describe as an open door between heaven and earth, showing God's love to all, can once again open its doors to all who are seeking spiritual solace, comfort, and a closer walk with God. We understand that many of you will not be able to come into the building because you are shielding or otherwise self-isolating. And perhaps some of you are joining us from afar. But if there are things we can ever pray for to help you feel connected to the church building, please do let us know. And we hope to continue broadcasting our worship online for as long as we need to. If you would like to join in the words of this service, you can find an order of service on our website, www.hthq.uk, under Online Services. There is also a virtual collection plate facility there if you would like to make a donation to support the work of our church. We begin with our parish prayer for this time of crisis. God of compassion, we offer up in prayer all who are affected by this outbreak. We pray for all healthcare workers and researchers, as well as all who are ill, all who have died, and the family members and friends who care for them. We pray for those whose livelihoods and income are threatened by the outbreak, and for all living in uncertainty. For wise decisions, increased compassion, and the recognition that all who are affected share a common humanity as children of the one God. We offer our prayers in the confidence that your perfect love casts out fear, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our first hymn is The God of Abraham Praise.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. The Spirit of the Lord fills the world and knows our every word and deed. Let us then open ourselves to the Lord and confess our sins in penitence and faith. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. Almighty God, who in Jesus Christ has given us a kingdom that cannot be destroyed, forgive you your sins, open your eyes to God's truth, strengthen you to do God's will, and give you the joy of God's kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. God of truth, help us to keep your law of love and to walk in ways of wisdom, that we may find true life in Jesus Christ, your Son. A reading from the book of Exodus. They had journeyed from Rephidim, entered the wilderness of Sinai, and camped in the wilderness. Israel camped there in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the Israelites, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples. Indeed, the whole earth is mine. But you shall be for me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the Israelites." So Moses came, summoned the elders of the people, and set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him. The people all answered as one, "Everything that the Lord has spoken, we will do." This is the word of the Lord. Our next hymn is, "Will You Come and Follow Me?"
Will you Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. See, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of them, for they will hand you over to councils and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings because of me, as a testimony to them and the Gentiles. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you." This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our readings today feel very timely, and I want to pick out a series of phrases from them to help us think about the time we are living in and look to the future. In the reading from the book of the Exodus, the Lord says to Moses that he is to remind the Israelites how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. They are to remember the way in which the Lord God brought them out from Egypt, the way in which they were able to escape slavery and abuse and racial prejudice of the Egyptians. While in Egypt, the Israelites had lived in a kind of apartheid in the land of Goshen, while serving the needs of the Egyptians as slaves working on building projects and in other ways, for example as household slaves. But now they have escaped, and though that escape has been into a difficult environment, they are in the wilderness of Sinai and have a long journey ahead of them. It is good for them to remember that their freedom now must surely be a better situation for them than the captivity they were in. So they are to remember what Jews remember and what we remember still today. How God, we believe, has acted in our history and is acting in our history. It is our tradition that God has made us who we are, and that history has been drawn out, shaped, and inspired by God. We shouldn't believe this is about God meddling in human affairs or in the physical processes of the natural world. That wouldn't make sense, because God is a loving God who loves the freedom and autonomy of creation and of creatures, including ourselves. But we should believe that this is about God's call on us, God's call on individuals like Moses, and like Rosa Parks, and like Martin Luther King Jr., and like Nelson Mandela, and on individuals like us to stand for certain things, to speak out at certain times, to identify what is wrong in situations, and to change it in whatever way we can for ourselves. Just as we should believe that God has made us who we are, drawing out history through the prophets of the past, through the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and through the saints of every age who have lived their lives for the love of God and of their fellow human beings, so we should believe that God continues to make a call on us to work with him for the shaping of history. Our future selves, looking back on this time, will see much to criticise, and much to mourn, and much that offends and causes regret, perhaps much that seems to place us now in a wilderness. But we should also see the ways in which people are doing the right thing now, whether in the effort against the pandemic in hospitals and care homes and laboratories and in the community, or in the dignified assertion that all people are created equal and should be treated with equal kindness and respect. The Lord also says, "But you shall be for me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation." And what would that mean? Together as a whole, we are called to be a kingdom of priests, and each of us to take a part in that, both in religious terms and in terms of our daily lives, which we pray are and will be shaped by our faith. We are to speak the truth, to serve others, to protect others as a shepherd might their sheep, to take responsibility for the resources and people entrusted to us as stewards, and to be sentinels, watchmen, looking for the right way forward, watchful against dangers. This is a religious calling, but we believe the calling of all people, and in fulfilling this calling to be speakers of the truth, servants of others, shepherds, stewards, sentinels, we will help to ensure that we do compose a holy nation, by which we mean a nation of individuals who think of the good of others and who forget themselves in the love and the service of others. I love this passage from Matthew's Gospel that we also just had read, where it says that Jesus has compassion on the crowds because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And today, though we are looking to the future and praying that God is drawing us on and speaking into our situation, and that we are already and will become all the more a holy nation, we are also feeling, some of the time at least, harassed and helpless. Global events seem way beyond our control, just as much as the actions of one person or another whose tweet or decision damages the fabric of society, encouraging violence and preventing moves towards peaceful living together of different communities and mixed communities, representing the diversity and richness of human experience and culture. Global events are beyond our control as the coronavirus pandemic continues to rage in some countries, at the same time as others have brought it entirely, for now, under control. We are feeling harassed and helpless. And what we need most certainly are good shepherds in this situation to look after and care for us, and especially for the most vulnerable and the marginalised and the discriminated against in our societies. So we must pray for our shepherds, for those who are holding responsibility for the making of decisions, and in our own way contribute as shepherds ourselves where we are, in speaking the truth, in serving others, as good stewards of the present and sentinels looking into the distance and towards the future, thinking, what kind of world does this need to become? And how can I make that need a reality? Jesus has some advice for his disciples and for us too. He says, "Be wise as serpents and innocent as doves." In a world with many dangers that threaten the structure of human societies, the health and safety of many people, and of the environment, we need the wisdom of serpents and the innocence of doves. The wisdom of serpents involves seeing things as they are and working out why things are that way. The innocence of doves involves speaking honestly about what we see and understand and how we think things should or might change for the better. When he is teaching, Jesus encourages his hearers to work things out for themselves, asking them questions and telling them stories. Jesus wants us to work things out for ourselves, and when we think we have worked something out, to respond as we think we should. In a world of dangers and complexities, as well as of kindness, generosity, and respect, this is daunting. But in our gospel reading, Jesus leaves his disciples with the message he left them with in the end as well. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. And if we do our best to remember what our readings tell us today, this will be true for us as well. If we do our best to remember that we believe God has shaped and is shaping history, if we do our best to speak the truth, to serve others, to be shepherds, stewards, and sentinels, if we try to be as wise as serpents and as innocent as doves. If we do these things, then we will already be letting God's Holy Spirit work through us, and we will be making ourselves better able to do God's work and to speak God's word in the future. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe and trust in God, the Father Almighty. We believe and trust in Jesus Christ, his Son. We believe and trust in the Holy Spirit. We believe and trust in the three in one. Let us pray for the church and for the world, and let us give thanks for God's goodness towards us. God of love, you bear us on eagle's wings and draw us to yourself. As we continue to live through this difficult time, we pray for strength and renewal. Give us wisdom as we navigate our way through an uncertain future. Keep us close to you and close to one another. We give you thanks that our church building can reopen for private prayer, and we ask for grace and understanding as we adjust to the changes that are in place to keep us safe. Remember, Lord, your church throughout the world. Reveal her unity, guard her faith, and preserve her in peace. Give wisdom to all religious leaders, among them Stephen, our bishop, Justin, our archbishop, and Pope Francis. May your spirit speak through them and through all your people. Lord, hear us. God of justice, you call us to be a holy nation, rooted in values of compassion, fairness, love, and peace. May those elected to Parliament and all in government seek the common good, respect the truth, and show humility in their words and deeds. We continue to pray for all victims of discrimination and for an end to racism and all viewpoints that harbour hatred and division. Lord, hear us. God of heaven and earth, the whole earth is yours and reveals your beauty and goodness. Help us to make lasting changes to our patterns of travel and consumption, for the good of the whole earth and the preservation of the natural world for future generations. We pray for discussions in local government, national government, and globally about a greener future, for cooperation and a spirit of hope. Lord, hear us. God of healing, your Son, Jesus Christ, revealed your love for all creation by curing disease and healing sickness. We pray for all who suffer in mind, body, and spirit, for all medical professionals and all who work in hospitals, hospices, and care homes, for those suffering from coronavirus infection and those suffering from other conditions, for those who are shielding and those who are too afraid to leave their homes, for all with mental health difficulties made worse by this time of great anxiety. Be their strength and shield and comfort them with your healing grace. Lord, hear us. God of hope, we pray for those we love and see no more, and those whose anniversaries of death fall at this time of year. May we draw strength from all the memories we have of them. May we have the faith to entrust them safely into your care. And we pray for all who mourn, that they may walk gently through their grief and receive the care and support they need. Lord, hear us. Rejoicing in our fellowship with Mary, Mother of our Lord, and all the saints, We commend ourselves and the whole creation to your unfailing love. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. We are all one in Christ Jesus. We belong to him through faith, heirs of the promise of the Spirit of peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Our next hymn is All My Hope on God is Founded. As the grain once scattered in the fields and the grapes once dispersed on the hillside are now reunited on this table in bread and wine, so, Lord, may your whole church soon be gathered together from the corners of the earth into your kingdom. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. You are worthy of our thanks and praise, Lord God of truth, for by the breath of your mouth you have spoken your word and all things have come into being. You fashioned us in your image and placed us in the garden of your delight. Though we chose the path of rebellion, you would not abandon your own. Again and again, you drew us into your covenant of grace. You gave your people the law and taught us by your prophets to look for your reign of justice and mercy. In our unending joy, we echo on earth the song of the angels in heaven, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are the most holy one, enthroned in splendour and light. Yet in the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, you reveal the power of your love made perfect in our human weakness. Embracing our humanity, Jesus taught us the way of salvation. Loving us to the end, he gave himself to death for us. Dying for his own, he set us free from the bonds of sin, that we might rise and reign with him in glory. On the night you gave up your Son for us all, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Therefore, we proclaim the death that he suffered on the cross. We celebrate his resurrection, his bursting from the tomb, and we long for his coming in glory. As we recall the one perfect sacrifice of our redemption, Father, by your Holy Spirit, let these gifts of your creation be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Form us into the likeness of Christ and make us a perfect offering in your sight. Look with favour on your people, and in your mercy hear the cry of our hearts. Bless the earth, heal the sick, let the oppressed go free, and fill your church with power from on high. Gather your people from the ends of the earth to feast with Mary, the mother of our Lord, and all your saints at the table in your kingdom, where the new creation is brought to perfection. In Jesus Christ, our Lord, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Amen. the blood of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal Father, we thank you for nourishing us with these heavenly gifts. May our communion strengthen us in faith, build us up in hope, and make us grow in love for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Our final hymn is Who Would True Valour See? The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thank you.
Sunday Service.
Radio Charwell.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.